Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 11th week of the 2023 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline for original floor action on appropriation and revenue bills originating in other houses passed. The deadline to concur or not concur in amendments from other house to general bills and constitutional amendments is Thursday, March the 23rd. In addition, the deadline for introduction of local and private bills that are not revenue bills is Friday, March the 24th. Governor signs measure allowing counties to spend ARPA funding during the last 6 months of term. Senate Bill 2734. On Tuesday, March the 14th, Senate Bill 2734 was officially signed by the governor into law. This date was set for 3/15/23 regarding being due from the governor. This measure permits county boards of supervisors to expend federal American Rescue Plan Act funds during the last 6 months of the term of office. In addition, with the House Chamber Amendment, this measure allows any matching funds required under ARPA to be expended during the last 6 months of term as well. Note, this law takes effect upon passage. This was an MAS proposal item. House Bill 1111 is the conference. House Bill 1111 was a measure originally drafted to address county court jurisdictions for termination of parental rights when it passed the House Chamber. Yet, when it got to the Senate, this measure was amended with a committee strike-all and the entire body of the language addressing parental rights were removed, and it was replaced with language creating a statewide county court system with unfunded mandates. Note, now that conference has been invited on this measure, both chambers will assign a body of 6 members to further conference on this measure. MAS will continue to update as this issue progresses. Additional note, we still need members contacting their local legislative delegation and requesting that the Senate strike-all language that creates this new statewide county court system be removed. Important legislation that is headed to conference committee. Homestead exemption reimbursement, Senate Bill 3022. This act is an appropriation measure for the Mississippi Department of Revenue. Located in Section 7 of this bill is the appropriation line item for the homestead exemption reimbursement. This legislation currently has the reimbursement being funded at $92 million. This represents a $1.4 million increase from last year's reimbursement. Note, this is an MAS proposal item. Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund, Senate Bill 3120. This measure makes an FY 2024 appropriation from the Capital Expense Fund to the Mississippi Department of Transportation for certain infrastructure expenses. Located in Section 3 of this measure is a line item appropriation for the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund to be funded at $100 million. Note, this is an MAS proposal item. Additional use tax revenue for counties, Senate Bill 2692. Section 38 of this measure will allow for an additional 1% increase for the 5% use tax diversion. Instead of the current 5% diversion, it will now be at 6%. This additional percentage is estimated to create an additional $25 million for the diversion. Note, this will be new money added to the current use tax funding structure, and a new split will be established between the Local Assistance Bridge Program and funding for the State Aid Road Construction Program. Additional note, MAS strongly supports this measure. Corrections. Senate Bill 2495. This measure introduces an effort to expedite the removal of state inmates from county jails as early as practical. This measure states that MDOC, Mississippi Department of Corrections, shall pay the county jails for housing state offenders out of any available funds. The mandate is as follows: $25 per day per offender for day 1 through 30, $30 per day per offender for days 31 through 60, and $35 per day per offender for days 61 or greater. The House and Senate will reconvene on Monday at 4 p.m. This concludes this week's MAS legislative update. Thank you.